So let's review. The Mishnah discussed a machlokes regarding the shtei alechem, the two loaves, and the shnei kvasim, the two sheep for karban neshlam that are brought on Shavuos. Rekiva holds halechem akves hakvasim, veina kvasim akvenes halechem. The lechem are mandatory for the kvasim, but the kvasim are not mandatory for the lechem. Therefore, the kvasim are not brought if there is no lechem, but the lechem are brought even if there are no kvasim. While Reb Shimon ben Anas holds vice versa, hakvasim akvenes halechem, halechem ainam akv hakvasim. The kvasim are mandatory for the lechem, but the lechem are not mandatory for the kvasim. Therefore, the lechem are not brought if there are no kvasim, but the kvasim are brought even if there is no lechem. Reb Yechanan says, "Hakol ma'idim shem huskuku zel azeh, shem akven zel azeh." All agree that once the lechem and kvasim are linked together, they become one carbon and are mandatory for each other, and if one was lost, the other becomes possible. And ve'ezo hu zika shalahen shchita. The shchita of the kvasim links the lechem to the kvasim as one carbon. The Gemara proceeds to question Reb Yechanan's opinion of shchita eisa zika. From a braita that discusses the carbon toide, which consists of a carbon behema and arbaim lechem, 40 loaves. Achle shachta nifres lachma, yavi lechem acha b'sheichet. If one of the loaves was broken before the shchita's behema, they replace it with another loaf and proceed with the shchita. Veshashachta nifres lachma, halechem pasal, v'adam yizrik v'abasu yachal v'idei nidru l'yatza. If a loaf was broken between shchita and zrika, the lechem is pasal, and therefore they perform the zrika shalei lishma for the sake of a different carbon, and the meat is eaten. However, his obligation was not fulfilled, he must bring another carbon tide. The Gemara asks, if we assume shchita is a zika, then kibin the huskuku zel azeh b'shchita, if sulei lechem, tefsalname taida. Once the shchita links the carbon taida and lachme taida as one carbon, when the lechem becomes pasal, the carbon taida should also become pasal. The Gemara answers, shani taida d'rachman ekar yishlam. The Torah considers the carbon taida also as a shlam, as the pasuk states, taida shlama. Therefore, ma shlam kreivim b'lei lechem, af taida kreivim b'lei lechem. Just like a shlam is brought without lechem, so too, if the lachmei taida become pasal, the taida can be brought without the lechem. While regarding kibse atzeres, shchita is a zika, because the shtei chvasim without lechem are not considered a shlam. The Gemara proceeds to inquire regarding tenufa. Before shchita, the kohen raises the shtei alechem with the shnei chvasim while they're still alive. And the question is, tenufa is a zika, or eino is a zika? Does the tenufa alone link the lechem and kvasim as one carbon or not? And Rebbe Meir proceeds with another question. If we assume tenufa is a zika, then in the case of aver halechem of the kvasim aver halechem, if either the lechem or kvasim was lost, the other becomes pasal. But if we assume the tenufa eino is a zika, then in the case of hevi lechem or kvasim v'hunfu, of the kvasim vadei by tenufa, if after tenufa was done with the kvasim were lost, they bring other kvasim, and another tenufa is required on the second kvasim and the original lechem, because as Rashi explains, it's a matir ninu. The kvasim bring about the heter achila for the whole carbon, even the lechem. And also the behuksiv tenufa. The Torah writes the tenufa with the kvasim, as the pasuk states, v'heinef oisam hakoin. The Gemara inquires, however, of ha-lechem, isa lechem toin tenufa, ayena toin tenufa. If after tenufa the lechem was lost, is another tenufa required with the second lechem or not? There's no question according to Benanas who holds akvasim akvinas alechem, v'alechem enim akv akvasim. Only the kvasim are mandatory, but not the lechem. He would hold kvasim ikr by tenufa, lechem le by tenufa. Only the second kvasim required tenufa because they're the major part of the carbon, while the second lechem does not require tenufa because they're a minor part of the carbon. The question is only according to Rebbe Kiva, who holds alechem ma'akves akvasim, ve'en akvasim akvinas alechem. Only the lechem is mandatory, but not the kvasim. Perhaps, given the lechem ikr by tenufa, the second lechem requires tenufa because they're primary. Or perhaps, keeping the matirin didei kvasim ninu, like tzarech tenufa. The second lechem does not require tenufa because the kvasim that caused heter achila to the lechem already had tenufa. Take with this question remains unresolved. On Shavuos, aside for the obligation to bring shtei halechem and shnei kvasim for ashlam, they also brought shiva kvasim upar ve'elim, 7 sheep, a bull, and 2 rams, which were all karbanos ayla. The Gemara proceeds to explain the distinction between them, in that regarding shnei chavasim, mekachi lechem u'ma'akvi. Only the shchita of the 2 karbanos shlamim causes kedushas aguf to the shtei alechem, and therefore they become as one carbon. But shiva chavasim upar ve'elim, loy mekachi lechem v'loy ma'akvi. The karbanos ayla do not cause kedushas aguf to the shtei alechem, and they do not become as one carbon, because there is a ma'metzino, comparison from karbanos nazir. A nazir who completed his count of naziris requires 3 karbanos: a kevis for a karban ayla, a kivsa for a karban chatas, and an ayl for a shlam, along with 2 types of lechem. And the halacha is that ayl nazir avagam de'igit zvachem achrini, shlam hud mekachi midachrin eloi. Although there are three karbanas, only the shechita of the shlamim causes the kedushas aguf of lechem, because the pasuk states, "Vesa'ayil yaseh zevach shlam l'Hashem al sal hamatzis." The pasuk associates only the ayil nazir with the lechem, and therefore, melamed she'asal bo chayv l'ayil v'shechitas ayil makadshin. And so too regarding the shtiyah lechem. Avagav de'ika zevach machrini, shlam hu de'makadshin mid achrini loy. Although there are other karbanas, ayla, only the shnei chavasim that are shlamim cause the kedushas aguf to the shtiyah lechem. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in Rabbi Kiva's opinion of halechem ha'akves ha'kvasim ve'en ha'kvasim ha'akvenas halechem. Generally, when there are kvasim, the shtei halechem become mutal achila through the shchitu izrika of the kvasim. But when there are no kvasim, the shtei halechem are brought alone without kvasim, as the Brisa states. Shtei halechem ha'bois b'fnei atzman, yunfu v'tu'u b'tzurasin v'yotz l'beis ha'sreifa. The shtei halechem require tznufa, and then they can wait until the lechem receive psul lina overnight until the next morning, and the lechem are burned on the fire of the psul hamakdash. The Gemara asks, Monavshach, ilachila astyan lechlinu. If shtei lechem without kvasim are meant to be eaten, then why aren't they eaten? And ilas reifa astyan lisarfinu la'alter lamalu ibitzura. If shtei lechem without kvasim are meant to be burned, why must they wait for psul lina? They should be burned immediately. The Gemara offers two approaches. Rava says, la'ilum lachila astyan. Shtei alechem without kvasim are meant to be eaten immediately. However, the Chacham initiated they may not be eaten because of a concern that if shtei alechem without kvasim are eaten immediately, then the following year when the shtei alechem are brought with kvasim, people will assume that here too the shtei alechem may be eaten immediately, even before the kvasim are brought. And inu lo yadi dishtaked lo have a kvasim inu shari nafshayu. They won't realize that only shtei alechem without kvasim become mutar l'achila immediately. But shtei alechem with kvasim become mutar l'achila only after the shechita b'zrika of the kvasim. And as Rashi explains, therefore, hoyel v'katcha ma'alyaninu, u'mishum gzeruhu disarfinyan luhu, le'matzid le'misarfinu adalifs l'ubalina. Since midaraisa the shtei alechem are kosher, and it's only the chacham who initiated sreifa, the lechem cannot be burned unless they receive epsulina. And Rava brought proof to Rabba that l'achila asin from the following pasuk. The shtei alechem are compared to the mitzvah of bikurim, in which a person must bring the first fruits of the new crop to the Beis HaMikdash, and they are eaten by the kahanim. Ma bikurim b'fnei atzman, af shtei alechem b'fnei atzman. Just like bikurim are brought alone, so too the shtei alechem are brought alone, even without kvasim. And ma bikurim l'achila, af shtei alechem nami l'achila. Just like the bikurim are meant to be eaten, so too the shtei alechem that are brought alone are also meant to be eaten. Rav Yisuf says, lo'ilum l'sreifa asya. Behind the time of the Leisar Finan, Gizera Shem Yizdam Lam Kvasim La'achem Mekan. Shtei Alechem without Kvasim are meant to be burned immediately. However, the Chacham initiated that they should postpone the Sreifa because of the possibility that they might find and bring Kvasim and then the Lechem will be able to be eaten. And accordingly, the Sreifa does not need to be postponed until the morning to receive Epsulina, but rather to Ubat Tzuras HaKravasim. The Sreifa is postponed only until Shekiyas HaChama sundown, when Kvasim can no longer be brought and then the Lechem are burned.